idea later this week.
Stunning surprises, cunning disguises, hundreds of actors out of sight.
Pantaloons and tunics, courtesans and eunuchs.
Good morning, everybody. It's Saturday, March 2nd, and you're listening to Backstage here on WZBG. I'm Eric, your host. As always, it is my pleasure to be with you here on a Saturday morning. It's a little dreary out there today, not as nice as it was last weekend, but that's okay. We're going to bring the happiness. We're going to bring the sunshine ourselves. We're going to have a grand old time this morning. Happy March, everybody. It seems like March kind of came in from out of nowhere. You blinked, and here we are. We'll get through the month. You know, sometimes March can be tough. We'll see. I'll check in on the weather a little bit later on in the broadcast. But, you know, a lot of good things happening in March, too. A lot of great local theater that we'll be talking about during our What's the Buzz segment. So make sure you stay tuned for that. And, I think that's all the news that's fit to print for the moment, as they used to say. So we'll get right into what we have in store for you today. Today, no guests. It's just me. If you follow me on Facebook, then you know that there's not any guest here this morning, so you'll have to make do with just me. But hey, I try to do my best every week, and hopefully you're enjoying it. So today what we're going to do is we're going to feature a show that suffers. Excuse me. A show that is celebrating an anniversary tomorrow. Tomorrow is the anniversary of the 1994 revival of the show Damn Yankees. And since spring training has begun in Major League Baseball, it kind of all works together, you know? You've got the 94 revival of Damn Yankees, you've got spring training in baseball, and you've got Backstage. It kind of covers a lot of bases right there, no pun intended. Let's talk about the 94 production. Now, the original show was in 1955 with a book by George Abbott and Douglas Wallop and music and lyrics by Richard Adler and Jerry Ross. And it was very successful. It was set in the 50s, and there was a film version of it that came out not too long after. It's based on a novel that Douglas Wallop wrote called The Year the Yankees Lost the Pennant. And that in itself is based on an old German legend. So we're kind of doing a deep dive right now, so bear with me, because I am an English teacher, but I'm also a history buff. So according to an ancient German legend, there was a character by the name of Faust, and he was actually based on a real figure, Johann George Faust, who was alive in the late 14, early 1500s. And according to legend, Faust was depressed. He was not happy with his life, and he made a deal with the devil in order to experience all the pleasure and have all the knowledge that he possibly could. And this is the basis for a lot of other stories that have since come out. Anytime you see something that's got that sort of deal with the devil concept, it's probably going back to Faust. And Faust has been retold throughout the years in a variety of forms. In fiction, in drama, in musicals, in film, in everything. So this whole story of Damn Yankees is sort of out there, but it works. Musical theater can paper over a lot of, you know, seemingly weird things. So the concept is that there is a team in baseball called the Washington Senators, and the Washington Senators are not a good team. They are a struggling team. They are constantly being overshadowed by one particular franchise, the New York Yankees. And, of course, if you follow baseball, I personally don't, but my lovely and talented girlfriend, Lynn, does. She's a Yankee fan. If you follow baseball, you know that the Yankees are a highly successful franchise, historically speaking. I think they have 27, maybe 28 world titles to their name. So they're pretty good. A fan of the Washington Senators, Joe Boyd, is just miserable about the fact that his team is always a doormat for these Yankees. And ironically enough, he doesn't give it up, which is, I mean, that's a true fan right there, right? If you're a true fan, you stick with your team no matter what. Speaking as a fan of a particular sports franchise that shall currently go nameless, they have not been particularly good over the past decade or so, but I stick with them. I gotta stick with them, because they're my team. And that's the same of Joe Boyd. And so he, every baseball season comes and he builds up his hope and he wishes for the best, and things don't always work out. The show starts actually with his wife, Meg Boyd, kind of, I don't know, complaining about the fact that her husband is a, I mean, she's a baseball widow is what it is, you know. The baseball season comes and it's like she has no husband. So here from the 1994 cast recording of Damn Yankees, we have, excuse me, we have Linda Stevens in the role of Meg Boyd singing the song 6 months out of every year.
Good evening. Just past the midpoint of the 20th century, the average fan of the hapless Washington Senators felt this way about the legendary New York Yankee. So naturally, the wives felt this way about their husbands. And since the average Senator fan's conversation was usually limited to some variation of this... The average marriage around Washington worked something like this.
6 months out of every year, I might as well be made of stone. 6 months out of every year when I'm with him, I'm alone. 6 months out of every year, he doesn't take me anywhere. 6 months out of every year when I play cards, solitaire.
Come on,
the other 6 months out of every year, we are hardly ever seen apart. But then the Washington Senators take over my place in his heart. 6 months out of every year, I might as well be wearing crape. Life is just an awful bore from which I find no escape.
6 months out of every year.
We met in 1938. It was November.
When I said that I would be his mate, it was December. I reasoned he would be the brightest husband that a girl had ever found. That's what I reasoned. That's what I reasoned. Then April rolled around.
Strike three, ball four, walk around, I'll tie the score. Final double play, Yankees win again today. Those damn Yankees, why can't we beat them? He's out, he's safe, he's out, he's safe, he's out, he's safe, he's out.
Months out of every year from the 94 revival recording of Damn Yankees here on Backstage on WZBG. And that's I mean, that's a great example of the kind of music you're going to get in the show. It's fun, it's upbeat, it's catchy. It was done in the 50s, so it's pretty clean. And, you know, it's a classic for a reason. Baseball is the American pastime. And Broadway is an American art form, in a sense. And there you go. There's bound to be an intersection of that at some point. You know, it's probably due for a revival now that I think about it. I mean, 94 was 30 years ago. So, just saying to the producers out there. I don't know the Broadway producers listen to this radio show, but hey, you never know. So the whole conceit of the show is that these Washington Senators are just not very good, and they can't make it past the Yankees. The Yankees are this immovable object in their way. And Joe Boyd, the fan, is just despondent. He is beside himself that his beloved team can't get it done. And all of a sudden, this figure appears, referring to himself as Mr. Applegate, in the 94 production played by Tony Award winner, all-around phenomenal person, Victor Garber. And Applegate is a stand-in for the devil. This is where that Faust concept comes in, right? So the devil shows up and basically says to Joe Boyd, I can make you the player that the Senators need, but your name is going to change, and there's a catch. If you play in the Senators' final game, you can never go back to who you were. All right. Otherwise, you have until 9 o'clock the night before the final game to give it up. So there's the twist, right? Can a man who's so desperately devoted to his team become the thing that they need and then be willing to walk away from that before the final game of the season? And of course, any good writer would say, okay, the final game has to be the crucial game, right? You can kind of see where that's going. So Joe Boyd has to decide, am I willing to become this other person? Stop being a middle-aged real estate agent and start being Joe Hardy, this amazing baseball player. Shockingly, perhaps, he decides to take the deal, and he must say goodbye to his wife, and he does so in song. And this is an interesting number because you've got two different actors playing more or less the same person, right? The name changes and it's two different actors, but they're supposed to be the same person. So Joe Boyd in the 94 revival was played by Dennis Kelly, and Joe Hardy was played by Jared Emick, who I believe won a Tony Award for supporting actor for this role. And they sort of do this transition, right? You see it in The Lion King, where Simba ages up. You see it in Frozen, where the girls age up. It happens from time to time. So in this case, it's aging down. You go from middle-aged Joe Boyd, played by Dennis Kelly, to young man Joe Hardy, played by Jared Emick. And they're both saying goodbye to the same wife, Meg, in this song, called Goodbye, Old Girl.
Goodbye, old girl, my old girl. When you awaken, I'll be gone. Can't tell you where I go. It isn't fair, I know, but trust in me and carry on. Goodbye, old friend, my old friend. There's something I must let you know. I haven't said it much. I guess I've lost my touch, but my old girl, I love you so. Now I know it hasn't all been rosy. We've
that squabbling days when tears were brought about. But in a moment or two, we would boo and coo and never even knew what we thought about. And now you're just has to go. But he'll come back to you again. So sleep your sleep, old girl. Our love will keep, old girl, till then.
All right, cab's waiting.
Hey, did you? I don't believe this.
Wow!
Sleep on, girl. Our love will keep on, girl. Till then, goodbye, old girl. My old girl. Goodbye.
That was Dennis Kelly and Jared Emick from the 94 revival of Damn Yankees with Goodbye Old Girl. And that Jared Emick, he might have something if he keeps working at it a little bit, just saying. This morning we're focusing on the 94 revival of Damn Yankees, which debuted on March 3rd back in 94, 30 years ago tomorrow. And since we're in March, since tomorrow's the anniversary, since Major League Baseball is in spring training, why not? I mean, I look out the window, I don't see spring, but a lot of the teams practice and prep in warmer climates, so they see spring. What can you do? You can't really appreciate a flailing team without a song in a musical that shows us the flailing nature of the team, and Damn Yankees has that song in near perfection. It's called Heart, and Heart is the team, the Senators. They're vowing to do their best, that the, you know, they believe in themselves. They believe that if they just put forth their best effort, they can get there. And that's, you know, that's an important message to have out there, that you have to believe in yourself. It's something that I'm preaching to my students, especially some of my struggling learners, that they have more skill than they realize, and they have to believe in themselves and have faith in their abilities, and then things start to kind of fall into place. Unfortunately for the Washington Senators, the fictionalized baseball team, it doesn't really happen. And thus, we have this song called Heart.
You gotta have a heart. All you really need is heart. When the odds are saying you'll never win, that's when the grin should start. You gotta have hope. Mustn't sit around and mope. Nothing's half as bad as it may appear. Wait till next year and hope. When your luck is batting zero, get your chin up off the floor. Mister, you can be a hero. You can open any door. There's nothing to it but to do it. You gotta have heart. Miles and miles and miles of heart. Oh, it's fine to be a genius, of course, but keep that old horse before the car. First, you gotta have heart.
A great slugger we haven't got. A great pitcher we haven't got.
A great ball club.
We haven't got.
What have we got? We got heart. All you really need is heart. When the odds are saying you'll never win, that's when the grin should start.
Now you're getting the idea.
We got hope. We don't sit around and mope. Not a solitary sod do we heed. Mister, 'cause we got hope.
Oh, boys, I'm proud of you.
We're so happy that we're humming.
Hum, hum, hum. That's the hearty thing to do. Boo, boo, boo.
'Cause we know our ship will come in.
Hum, hum, hum.
So it's 10 years overdue.
Boo, boo, boo. We've got heart, miles and miles and miles of heart. Oh, it's fine to be a genius, of course, but keep that old horse before the cart.
So what the heck's the use of crying? Why should we curse?
We gotta get better,
'cause we can't get worse.
And to add to it, we've got heart.
What do we got?
Heart!
What do we got?
Heart!
What do we got?
We got heart. Miles and miles and miles of heart. Oh, it's fine to be a genius, of course, but keep that old horse before the cart. First, you gotta have heart.
Heart from the 94 revival of Damn Yankees here on Backstage on WZBG. And you gotta love some good-natured, if somewhat hapless, athletes. Yeah, it's the basis for a lot of, you know, sports movies. The Bad News Bears, the Little Giants, you name it, there's an underdog story out there. And the Washington Senators and Damn Yankees are a pretty big underdog, until they happen to discover this new person on the scene, Joe Hardy, who seems to have sprung up from out of nowhere, and all of a sudden he's kind of a big deal. And there's a sports reporter by the name of Gloria Thorpe, and this is a little progressive, by the way, because women sports reporters were not that common back in the 50s. But Gloria Thorpe creates a legend around him, because obviously Joe Hardy is secretly Joe Boyd. He's got no real backstory, and he kind of allows Gloria Thorpe to come up with some story, some legend, to create the mystique around him now. And it's in a a fabulous song, a great dance number, and I think I played this a few weeks ago when I did my show dedicated to some great Broadway dance numbers. Here are Vicki Lewis in the role of Gloria Thorpe and the cast of Damn Yankees from the 1994 revival with Shoeless Joe from Hannibal Mo.
Shoeless Joe! And that's my story, fellas. And I got a feeling it's only the beginning. Who came along in a puff of smoke?
Shoeless Joe from Hannibal Mo.
Strong as the heart of a mighty oak.
Shoeless Joe from Hannibal Mo. What year we should be having him?
Shoeless Joe from Hannibal Mo.
Just when the future was looking grim.
Shoeless Joe from Hannibal Mo came a long, long way to be with us today. With arms of steel like Hercules. Feet as fleet as Mercury. He'll fight for us, do right for us.
He'll be a beacon light for us.
He's Shoeless Joe from Hannibal Mo. Go, 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 go. Go like a bat out of you know where.
Shoeless Joe from Hannibal Mo.
Strike out the foe, let him know you're there.
Shoeless Joe from Hannibal Mo. Shoeless Joe from Hannibal Mo. Shoeless Joe from Hannibal Mo.
Came upon the scene as fresh as Listerine. He sneezed and blew away a cap.
Achoo!
His laughter ripped a barn in half.
Go, 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 Joe, my seven's come, 11's come.
Like manna from the heavens come.
To Shoeless Joe from Hannibal Mo. Go, 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 go.
Go like a bat out of you know where.
Shoeless Joe from Hannibal.
Strike out the foe, let him know you're there.
Shoeless Joe from Hannibal. Look out, look out, look out, look out for Shoeless Joe, the barefoot boy from Hannibal Mo.
Joe from Hannibal Mo with the cast of Damn Yankees, the 94 revival cast here on Backstage on WZBG, and oh, it pushed it a little bit. It's 9:32, so why don't we pause for a second for a quick word, and then we can come back and we can talk about the buzz.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. 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 What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
All right, let's look at what's going on in the theater world, shall we? First up, performances. Goshen Players are in the middle of their run of Arsenic and Old Lace. That's running this weekend and next, now through through March 10th. You can check out goshenplayers.org for tickets and information. Landmark Community Theater is opening their production of Escape to Margaritaville tonight, March 2nd. That's going to run through March 17th. To find out more or purchase tickets, you can go to landmarkcommunitytheater.org. The Phoenix Stage Company's next production will be The Legend of Georgia McBride. That'll be running May 4th through May 18th. To find out more about that, you can go to phoenixstagecompany.org. TheaterWorks New Milford will be opening their production of Wait Until Dark on March 28th, and they're going to run through April 14th. You can get tickets or find out more at theaterworks.us. And the Warner Theater is opening their production of The Irish and How They Got That Way tonight, March 2nd. That's going to run through March 17th. WarnerTheater.org is the place for information and tickets. Two auditions to mention. Phoenix Stage Company has actually rescheduled their auditions for The Legend of Georgia McBride. Those are going to be happening on Monday, March 4th from 7 to 9 p.m. over at the Phoenix Stage Company facility in Oakville. So you can go to phoenixstagecompany.org for more on that. And the Warner Theater has announced auditions for their production of Love, Sex, and the IRS. Those will be March 10th and 11th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Warner Theater in Torrington. Those are by appointment only. To make an appointment or to find out more, go to warnertheater.org. And that is the buzz for this morning here on Backstage. Always lots of good information to throw out there about shows and auditions. So what we're going to do is we're going to pause for another quick word. And then we will be back with more Damn Yankees here on Backstage.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
And we're back here on Backstage. We're talking about the 94 production of Damn Yankees, which is celebrating its 30th anniversary tomorrow. And it's rather apropos since spring training has begun in Major League Baseball. So it all kind of ties together nicely. Shoeless Joe, a.k.a. Joe Boyd, after he made his deal with Mr. Applegate, also thought of as the devil, he becomes a sensation pretty much overnight and propels the Senators into contention. They start to climb up the standings, and they start to look like a team that could actually threaten the dominance of the New York Yankees. But Joe is unhappy. He misses his wife. He truly loves her, and he's away from her, and he doesn't want to be away from her. So to sort of, I don't know, to smooth it over a little bit, he can't tell her who he is, but he can at least be near her. He moves into her home as a boarder, because she, you know, her husband is just missing, apparently. So she's renting a room in her home to make ends meet. And so he moves into his own home under a different identity, and they begin to connect. And they do so through this number called A Man Doesn't Know.
A man doesn't know what he has until he loses it. When a man has the love of a woman, he abuses it. I didn't know what I had when I had my old love. I didn't know what I had till I said goodbye, old love. Yes, a man doesn't know what he has till it is no longer around. But the happy thought is, whatever it is, he's lost. May someday, once again, be found.
I know what you mean, only too well, for I am only just a
my Joe, my sweet Joe. How really sweet, I never knew. Doesn't know what she has until she loses it.
Until he loses it.
When a woman has the love of a man, she abuses it.
Abuses it.
I didn't know. Till I said goodbye, old love. Yes, a woman doesn't know
what she
has till it is
no longer
around. But the happy thought is, whatever it is, she's
boy, that was pretty. That was A Man Doesn't Know from the 94 revival of Damn Yankees, featuring the vocal talents of Linda Stevens and Jared Emick. Just a beautiful duet, really evocative of the feelings the actors are trying to portray on stage. And from a storytelling standpoint, it's at this moment that Mr. Applegate, a.k.a. Mephistopheles, a.k.a. the Devil, realizes he might be in a little bit of trouble here, that Joe might decide he wants to walk away from the baseball career and go back to his wife. So he calls on one of his associates, who goes by the name of Lola, to try to break up the happy home. In fact, he refers to Lola as the best home wrecker on staff. And in this case, Lola is played by the fabulous Bebe Neuwirth, who is just a delight. I had the very good fortune to be able to interview her once, and she was so warm and you know, just she was a wonderful person to interview. You know, she was open to questions, and you know, and wasn't putting on any kind of air or anything like that. It was just a very enjoyable experience for me. And if you're a longtime listener, you might have caught it when I did it. This is going back. Ooh, got to be close to 5 years now. But at any rate, Bebe Neuwirth, a remarkable performer, good singer, fabulous dancer, tremendous actress, and she played the role of Lola. Now, Lola's job is to get Joe to want to walk away from the wife and stay focused on baseball, because then Applegate wins. And when Applegate goes to her and says, how are we going to get this done? Lola has a very simple answer. She says it takes two things: a little brains, a little talent.
I took the zing out of the King of Siam. I took the starch out of the sails of the Prince of Wales. It's no great art getting the heart of a man on a silver platter. A little brains, a little talent, with an emphasis on the latter. I made mincemeat out of a sweet young farmer. I knocked the fight out of a knight when I pierced his armor. And I'll bet I can upset every male in a Yale regatta. A little brains, a little talent, with an emphasis on the latter. You've gotta know just what to say and how to say it. You've gotta know what game to play and how to play it. You've gotta stack those decks with a couple of extra aces. And this queen has her aces.
in all the right places. I've done much more than that old bore, Delilah. I took the curl out of the hair of a millionaire. There is no trick getting some hick who is cool. Just a little warmer, a little talent, a little brains with an emphasis on the former. Split up a home way up in Nome, Alaska, and wrecked the life of every wife down in Madagascar. Ask me why weak men'll die for me, strong men simply shatter. A little brains, a little talent, with an emphasis on the latter. You've gotta know just what to do and how to do it. You've gotta know what tea to brew and how to brew it. You've seen the sign that says George Washington once slept here. Well, though nobody spied him, guess who was beside him? Bring on that boy, he'll be a toy for Lola. Just one more case she can erase with that old buffalo. What's my plan? Same as with any man, I'll use the standard pattern, plus a little this and a little that with an emphasis on the
Bebe Neuwirth in the role of Lola with a little brains, a little talent here on Backstage on WZBG. And it's 9:46, so let's talk about the weather, shall we? I think I might have skipped it last week. I apologize about that. But it was a beautiful day, you know? And I had mentioned that a few times, so at least you got that much. But I want to make sure to get to it this week. Today, according to the WZBG Weather Center, we are going to see some rain, in case you hadn't already noticed that. Might have started out as some snow up in the western hills, but by this point, it's probably just rain. The high today will be around 40. Tonight, rain turning into showers with lows in the mid to upper 30s. Tomorrow, Sunday, mostly cloudy, maybe even a couple of glimpses of sun. It's going to be milder. It's going to be in the low to mid 50s tomorrow. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with lows in the 30s. Monday, partly sunny. It'll be mild and pleasant with highs in the low to mid 50s. And Monday night, mostly cloudy with lows in the 30s. Tuesday, more rain, and highs are going to be in the 50s. So, yeah, I think maybe that groundhog was kind of right when he said that winter would not last for an extra 6 weeks. It was going to end on time. It's currently about 38 degrees here at our WZBG studios in Litchfield, and yeah, you know, the weather today kind of blah, which means it's a great day to stay inside and maybe be inside at a theater where you can check out some of the great theater our lovely state has to offer. Just saying, might not be the worst idea you've ever had. But getting back to talking about Damn Yankees, which is celebrating the 30th anniversary of the 94 revival tomorrow, Lola is given a character of sorts, another identity. So many layered identities in this show. Applegate, you know, gives her this figure, this concept. She is some South American dancer named Senorita Lolita Banana. Keep in mind, this was written in the 50s when that was more acceptable than it should have been. But it gives her a chance to try to seduce Joe with this song, which is, you know, one of the most famous numbers probably from Damn Yankees. It's crossed over into other cultural moments here. This is Bebe Neuwirth in the role of Lola singing, "Whatever Lola Wants, Lola Gets."
Whatever Lola wants,
Lola gets and little man, little Lola wants to make up your mind to have no regrets. Recline yourself, resign yourself, you're through. I always get what I aim for, and your heart and soul is what I came for. Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. No use to fight, don't you know you can't win? You're no exception to the rule. I'm irresistible, you fool. Give in. Give in. Give in.
Oh, my clothes!
Do you like my ruffles? Joe,
here I am.
Arya, Arya, Arya. You fool! Give in. Give in. Now tell me, Joe, isn't this just like a cold beer on a hot day?
Miss Banana, you're sort of amazing in everything, and I honestly wish I were two different people, but I'm not. I'm one, and he's married.
There you go. So whatever Lola wants, Lola gets, except in this case where Joe's love for his wife Meg is actually more powerful than the seductive power, if you will, of Lola. And Applegate is not happy with this development, so he decides to fire Lola. And Lola is cast out, where she is joined by other former employees of Applegate, and they sing this number called Who's Got the Pain?
Who's got the pain when they do the mambo? Who's got the pain when they go, Who's got the pain when they do the mambo? I don't know who. Do you? Who needs a pill when they do the mambo? Who needs a pill when they go, Who needs a pill when they do the mambo? I don't know who. Do you? Someone must be sick with the heat or stepping on everyone's feet. But if everyone's feeling okay, why don't they just say ole when the music carries them away? Who's got the pain when they do the mambo? Who's got the pain when they go,
Who's got the pain when they do the mambo? I don't know who. Do you? Who's got the pain? Who's got the pain?
I don't know. Do you? Point him out, for there is an element of doubt as to
who's got the pain when they do the mambo? Who's got the pain when they go ah? Who needs a pill when they do the mambo? Who needs a pill when they go ah?
Who's Got the Pain from the 1994 revival recording of Damn Yankees here on Backstage on WZBG. And we're coming to the end of the show already. Can you believe it? We're not even all the way through Damn Yankees and we're coming to the end of the show. It's a bummer. But I can promise you this. I will be back next week. I will have another great show lined up for you where we can talk all about theater stuff and hopefully play some show tunes that you really will enjoy. At least that's always the goal. In the meantime, of course, be good to yourselves. Be good to each other. Increase the love. Increase the positivity. And I'm just going to take a second here to espouse the cause that I sometimes bring up, you know. Living organ donation. It's an important facet in medical treatment. There are people out there that really could use a kidney, really could use a liver. And those things can be donated, you know, without causing harm to a living person. So, you know, I have a friend, Nicole, who needed a liver transplant. She was able to get one thanks to the generosity of a living donor. And the donor and Nicole are doing fine. They're doing great. And, you know, it changed her life and is allowing her to be able to watch her kids grow up and whatnot. So something to think about. If you think it might be something that you're interested in, I encourage you reach out to your local medical centers. You know, find out more information because you can save a life. Just saying. So, in the meantime, let's increase the positivity. Let's put love out into the world and make this world a little bit better each and every day, shall we? I'm going to leave you with one more here from Damn Yankees. So many good ones. I don't know which one to leave you with. Let's do one more sort of love song. There's a moment in the show where Joe has to leave the house that he's been occupying. Well, his own house, really, but he's been living in it as Shoeless Joe from Hannibal Moe instead of Joe Boyd. And he has to leave because it's intimated that he is not who he says he is. And he wants to let his wife know. She doesn't know it's him, but she wants to let her know that her husband is with her and near to her. And he sings this song called Near to You. So I'll give you a little snippet of that before we go. In the meantime, have a great week, everybody.
He's near to you, near to you. Though you think he's far away, he's near to you.
WZBG, Litchfield, Torrington, Litchfield County's favorite.